What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just checking, doing a quick scan of Twitter. I still haven't seen the corresponding moves. They have not come down yet of what the Tigers are going to do here, but it's been widely reported that the Tigers are making some moves before tonight's game. That we will see Chase Young and Trey Sweeney brought up to the big league squad. Young has been playing third base. Sweeney is a shortstop. Sweeney's the guy that one of the guys they got in the trade with the Dodgers,
killing the baseball in the minors.
Yeah, he's done. I mean, with Toledo especially, he's been phenomenal with Toledo. As is Lorenzo, who's down at the high A ball. That's the bigger prospect of the two, the catching prospect. He's been a machine down at West Michigan, which is great. And like I said, and Sweeney has been to a AAA, and Jace Young's hit well. High OPS numbers, like in the 850 range, I believe, and he's 14 home runs this year, I think. Hurt his arm earlier in the year, or his hand earlier in the year, wrist, one of the three, somewhere in there. I'm throwing my hand up in the air. And missed some time, and he's come back, and it's been a little bit a slow road for him to come back, but now he's picking it up a little bit, and they give him the opportunity. So he's going to come up, and he has not been very good defensively as a third baseman. I believe 12 errors already.
16 total.
Yeah, it's not been a good switch for him to third base. He was a second baseman, but because Colt Keith is playing second, they've asked him to move over to third base full-time this year, and he's played it, and very mixed results. So actually, the results are bad. Let's just say that. Work in progress, but something that I feel if you've always been an infielder, you can adapt at some point. He's still a young guy. He's like, 22 years old, 21 years old. But getting his opportunity is kind of cool because this is the reason I feel like maybe this is also some posturing because people are tired of the Matt Chapman discussion.
Matt Chapman's a good ball player.
The what could have been stuff. And when Scott Harris talks about the future of this team and not blocking guys, I feel like this is a move that is full display. We didn't want to block him. This is one of our guys.
Yeah, but you could have had Chapman for like 120 games.
I understand that. I'm just saying this is and that's a whole different argument. But this is what I think he's doing, and he's earned a promotion to get up, although defensively he's not ready, and yet he's going to play third base likely with the Tigers for the rest of this game, the rest of the season, which are, 40 games left. I find it interesting that he's going to get this opportunity here. It's still August, although because he can come up now, it's at a date where he's not going to affect his rookie status next year. And same thing with Trey Sweeney. And they need to take a look at both of these guys. Sweeney is older. He's 24 and will play shortstop. Interesting. Javi Baez is starting to pick it up with his bat over the last 2 weeks.
930 OPS.
That's nice to see. Is it sustainable with Javi? Has he finally figured things out? I don't know. But,
probably not.
You know, he's the hero yesterday, and give him all the credit for being the hero. I actually made him my champ of the week, a week ago, I think, when he had the home runs and was it three straight games?
Three consecutive games, yeah, so against Cleveland.
He's perking up a little bit here, but these guys coming up, it's interesting. They're deserving of the opportunity. The team is winning now. They've won four games in a row. They're four games below 500 with 40 games to go. They're making a little bit of a move here. They're starting to get healthy. Kerry Carpenter came back to the team. Riley Green.
He's going to be back Sunday, we're led to believe.
He's going to meet the team out in Williamsport. So Riley Green just started his rehab assignment with Toledo last night. I think it went over three.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter. Kerry Carpenter didn't exactly light it up in the six at-bats that he had at Toledo before he came back to the Tigers and launched three home runs in two games. But the offense might be getting a little bit of a lift here with getting some guys healthy. I'm not deranged in thinking this team is going to all of a sudden make a run for the wild card. But what I'm saying is from this point on the rest of the season, these are more reasons to look at the Tigers and see the direction that Scott Harris is trying to look at. The guys that he's acquired or players that are developing in the minor league system, players that they don't want to block, here they are. They're going to be on full display in the last 40 games, and we'll see to some degree if he is right in his vision.
Woj and I were talking about this yesterday, and there's a lot to like. Like, Wojo came on, and he's like, this season could still be a success. And, of course, I fought that because, for me, only success is the postseason, and they could have made the postseason. They could have gave it a better go, but they decided to do nothing in the offseason. But who cares about that conversation? We've had it about a billion times. But there is reason for optimism. Like, we get to see a brand new left side of the field, we think, tonight. Sweeney at short, and of course, Jace Young at third. And then Colt Keith at second. They need to figure out who their first baseman is.
But Blaine Madris.
This is fun. Like, this is fun. I'd rather win. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather be in a pennant chase. But this is fun. Furthermore, I give credit to Scott Harris, because Colt Keith was not called up last year, despite hitting better than Jace Young. And then this year, he gets the nod. He gets the big contract.
Yeah.
And he stunk for 2 months, maybe a month and a half. So maybe if you bring up Jace Young early and he gets all the spider webs out right now, next year when he makes the team, he'll be able to hit the ground running. So I like that. I also like the fact that for 2 months, I can't believe there's 40 games left. Baseball's so long. But for 2 months, we get to watch what we think is the future. And then we get to determine, hey, is this the core? And if it's the core, then who knows what they're going to do in the offseason. But I'd rather contend. I think we all would. But this is fun. This is reason to watch against the Yankees tonight.
It's going to hold my interest a little bit here. Obviously, and look, the Yankees in town, I mean, see Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and the like, and it's reason enough to be interested in it. And then Sunday night, that's awesome because they're playing Williamsport, Little League, you know, World Series area.
Yeah, and Scooble's going against the Yankees.
Scooble's going to pitch. He's got his Scooby-Doo shoes he's going to be wearing.
They got the Scooby snacks. They got the Scooby snack today and burger, tomorrow.
Interesting burger that they have, a double patty Scooble burger. And, you know, that's going to be nationally televised on Sunday night. That's a whole cool atmosphere. So this team, though, it's interesting how they're being built. And I've been kind of reluctant to fully embrace whatever Scott Harris's vision is. I wish they had done more in the offseason, and I think that's been beaten to death of what could have been done.
Oh, yes.
You know, but what has been done is this team somehow, despite the fact they literally have two starters, somehow they found themselves back to within striking range of 500. Four games below.
Gator, let me ask everybody, and we'll take the calls as well, but be honest with yourself. What would it take? I'm not saying it's going to happen. What would it take with 40 games remaining and you're 7.5 out of that third wild card spot for you to believe that September could be interesting? Like, if they could somehow cut the deficit to 4.5 with 25 to play, would that get you going a little bit or no? They're just dead.
It could.
They got to jump 1, 2, 3. They only got to jump 3 teams, actually 4 teams, because they have to take over that third spot.
I was going
to
say, I'm looking at the schedule, what it would be and who they're playing and seeing if there's anybody that can get the double whammy and pass. So, unfortunately, the American League teams are playing in September. They play Oakland, who's not in playoff contention.
But those are wins, potentially.
Yeah, but that's again, good. I want the double whammy where you really hurt the team if you beat them, like, because they're ahead of you.
Like games against the Twins and Royals is what we need.
They have no games against the Twins. They have 3 games at Kansas City.
Okay.
They have 6 games left against Baltimore. They have 3 left against...
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tampa Are those teams in contention?
I mean, as of now, Baltimore is leading the AL East.
I mean, obviously,
right? So, like,
Baltimore, but
the Yankees are in the mix. They got three against them coming up right now. They're the top wild card team right now. They're not going to catch them. That's impossible. But I hear what you're saying.
But they can do some. They can dent the Yankees. They've got games against Boston still coming up too. But would I get excited if you said if they're 4.5 back?
4.5 with 25 to go.
No.
Okay.
Just because I think there's too many teams to leapfrog.
I agree. I agree. But you know what? Like yesterday we're talking progress. And I've been here before. You've been here before. The last decade, we've all been here before. We get excited at the end of the season. Like, I think a prime example of that was Torque last year, where like he's a piece. And now he's in the minors. I think you go back to 2021, and they were awesome in the second half. And AJ Hinch came out with that comment saying, listen, Detroit's going to be a destination. You either join us or we're going to beat you. And then the next year, they won 68 games and weren't very good at all. So my point is, I need to see more next year for it to be real. But so far, you like what's percolating as far as progress. But I also think the last decade, like, we need our expectations to be, you got to make the postseason.
I want it for me to get any kind of excitement. I need to see this team continue to score runs.
Yes.
Continue to hit long balls, because they weren't doing that the first three months of the season.
I agree.
And now they've done it the last 2 months of the season, which has been a lot of fun. And if that offense gets humming and if they start winning, you know, more games than they're losing, if they're in the next 10 games, if they go like 7-3, something like that. Well, that's interesting. And then you start to think ahead in September, when you can expand the roster just a touch, that maybe you bring Torkelson back up if he's ready to go. You're already bringing these guys up tonight.
You better.
And then you're going to get Casey Mize back, and that maybe Reese Olson, maybe Reese Olson can pitch in the last month of the season to some degree. It can get interesting.
Get you excited for next year. Not to mention next year, we should. You're not going to have to do a ton in the offseason, I wouldn't think. I don't think they're going to. I mean, I would like them to, but...
Yeah, we'll discuss it. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.